请弟兄姊妹们翻到约翰福音第三章。
Brothers and sisters, may you please turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章第一节，我们读到十五节。
Gospel of John chapter 3, we'll read from verses 1 through 15.
有一个法利赛名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these things, do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again.
风随着意识吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这事呢？
Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be?
耶稣回答说，你是以色列人先生，还不明白这事吗？
Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things?
我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen, and you do not accept our testimony.
我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
If I told you earthly things and you do not believe,How will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
No one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man.
摩西在旷野怎样举舌，人子也必照样被举起来叫。
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
叫一切信他的多得永生。
So that whoever believes it will in him have eternal life.
圣经读完再请我们低头一起祷告。
So this will conclude our reading for now. Let's bow our heads for the word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在这复活早晨，我们一同相聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on this resurrection morning, you gather us before you.
特别在这个新的一年年日一开始的时候，我们真的心真是愿意更多来寻求你。
Especially in this beginning of the new year, our hearts really yearn for you.
好像我们在新的年日里面，更多认识你，也更多得着你。
In this new year, we may know more of you and gain more of you.
好像我们属灵的生命更多往前去。
And that our spiritual life would grow even more.
像我们在地上年日，真是能够，更多因着更多经历主的恩典和信实。
So that our days on earth may be numbered with experiencing you.
也像我们属灵生命能够有长进。
And that our spiritual life may continue to grow.
更多进到你的丰盛里面。
And to grow more in your abundance.
享受，属天的福气。
To enjoy all the spiritual blessings.
因此早晨我们一同仰望等候在面前的时候。
So this morning as we wait and before you.
你施恩向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
叫我们在灵里面能够听见你的声音。
That in your spirit we may hear your voice.
因此听见你的声音我们就活过来。
And by hearing your voice that we may live.
就可以面对我们今天所处的世代，知道如何生活在面前。
That we will know how to face life and the things that we encounter.
我们这样等候都靠主耶稣基督求。
As we wait, we pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那感谢神啊，又是一个新的年头开始。
So we thank God that it's the beginning of a new year.
当我们回头 看我们往以往的日子。
That as we look on the days past,
我们仍然看见神那个施恩的手是在一步一步来带领我们。
We see that God's gracious hand continues to guide us.
不管我们个人，不管团体，我们教会所遇见的问题是怎样。
Whether it's individually, corporately, or as a church, whatever problems we encounter,
不管是顺利或是说不顺利的事情，
whether successful times or unsuccessful times,
我们都看见这位恩典的神都是用他自己的信实一步一步带领我们。
We can see that it's truly a God of grace is being faithful to us and leading us onward.
神在许多事上来带领我们，有个目的呢，是要叫我们更多来认识他，得到他。
With the goal that we may come to know him more.
看见他所赐给我们在基督里面的何等丰盛恩典。
And to see the abundant grace in Christ Jesus.
这是神在地上牧养我们，带领我们一个很重要的一个目的。
This is a very important goal of why God shepherds us.
当我去年大概九月十一的时候，我在主面前寻求默想，说再来应该要想要交通什么呢？
So last year in September, October, as I waited before the Lord and asked him what to share on,
我在主人面前就好像就感觉说好像这个生命的一个问题。
I received a revelation of this issue of life.
因为生命实在是基督一个属灵的一个很重要的一个基础。
Because life is a very important spiritual foundation.
So when
I pondered upon the question of life, I thought of John.
Because
the Gospel of John is regarded as the book of life.
在马可福音那里告诉我们说，人子来是不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Because in Mark it says that Son of Man came not to be served but to serve.
路加福音那里告诉我们说，人子来乃是要寻找拯救世上的人。
And Luke says that the Son of Man came to save those who were lost.
但是在约翰福音里面，他告诉我们。
But in Gospel of John it tells us.
我来呢是要教养得生命，并且是得更丰盛。
That he came so that we may receive life and receive it abundantly.
所以很显然，约翰福音是一本讲到生命的书。
So it's very evident that the Gospel of John is regarding life.
因为约翰福音它主题就是要见证耶稣是神的儿子，是永远的生命。
Because the Gospel of John is meant to testify that Jesus is the Son of God and about eternal life.
所以约翰福音一开头第一章里面，他就告诉我们生命在他里头。
So in the beginning, John tells us that life was in God.
所以我们去读约翰福音的时候，约翰福音里面所记载耶稣所说的话，他所行的神迹都和生命有关系。
So in the Gospel of John, all the things that are recorded, all of the miracles are regarding life.
So 等到到末了二十章的时候，约翰在那里给我们做一个总结。
So at the end in chapter 23, it concludes this way.
他说记这些事乃是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
It says that you may these things have been written so you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
并且你们相信他，就可以因他名得生命。
And that believing you may have life in his name.
So, Yan Fuin Shi, Jayden Sura Mudina, Sia Chiam, in the Suesu Sosina, in the Shangshin Ta, Kay, Dada, Taka Semin, Tak Yong Yan Semin.
So, the Gospel of John was written so that we may believe in him and have this life, this eternal life.
So, Yan Fuin, Yan, Tasua Shemin, Joseph, Joseph, Semin, Su, Tasu, Zanyan, Bahatsi, Bahatang, Shen, Sura.
So, this is meant to magnify the Lord of life.
我们因此相信他，我们就也可以得到这个生命。
That by believing in him, we too can receive this life.
所以在第二章里面就提到主耶稣行的头一个神迹。
So in chapter 2, it talks about the first miracle.
这是在一个娶亲宴席上所行的神迹。
And this was the miracle that was performed at the wedding.
主耶稣在那里变水为酒。
And there, the Lord Jesus turned water into wine.
这个神迹是一个总括性的一个神迹。
And this miracle encompasses all the other miracles.
因为在约翰福音里面记载有八个神，主耶稣行了八个神迹。
Because in the Gospel of John, there were recorded 8 miracles.
而其他七个神迹，它所要表明的目的呢，都集中在这个头一个神迹里面。
And the purpose of the other 7 miracles are all encompassed all in this one.
因为这个神迹呢，是在娶亲宴席上所发生的。
Because this first miracle is performed at this wedding.
是在那里说到酒用尽了。
Because there the wine was all used up.
人来到一个尽头。
Man had come to this.
人在那里所有喜乐就不再有了。
There was no more joy.
而主耶稣在那里，把那个六口石缸是个空的一个石缸。
But there, Jesus asked to fill the water pots with water.
里面没有水, 是一个虚空的气,
because there it was dry, it was a dry vessel.
所以说在那里装满了这石缸, 用水装满了这个石缸,
so these water pots were filled with water.
并且把它变成一个上好的酒,
and then it was turned into good wine.
所以当主耶稣 把这个水变成酒，在让宴席里面人，他们在那喝了，这样就充满了喜乐。
So when the Lord Jesus turned the water into wine, all the guests were then able to experience His joy.
在他们里面就充满了生命活力。
And they were filled with this living life.
这个神迹就显出他的荣耀来。
So this miracle exemplified His glory.
这个神迹里面，我们看见在当时宴席里面的人，在那里充满了喜乐，充满了喜，喜乐，他们可以说达到一个极大的一个高峰。
So we can see that through this miracle, all the guests there were able to experience joy.
我们说到这个神迹呢，这个预表有一天主再来的时候。
So this miracle is also meant to represent that one day when the Lord returns.
当羔羊分起的时候。
When the Lamb returns in glory,
当国度降临在地上的时候,
when the kingdom arrives,
他把我们要带到这个国度的丰富的荣耀里面,
He wants to bring us into this glorious kingdom.
到那一天的时候, 我们才要真正享受到那个救恩的上好。
That day we will truly experience the just joy and goodness of the salvation.
那时候我们才心里才真正得到满足，享受那无比的喜乐。
And then our hearts will able to be satisfied and be able to experience
joy. 在那里就充满 神的荣耀,
there will be filled with God's glory. This is when God's will be accomplished. This is what the first miracle is meant to represent. And this is what it wants to speak about. That ultimately God wants to bring us into His glory and abundance. And there we'll be able to taste the good wine and experience good salvation. So this first miracle encompasses all the other miracles. Because the goals of all the other miracles all come back to this one.
因着这个生命进到我们里面来,
because this life has entered within us.
人里面就充满了
Then we are filled with joy.
人里面才有生命的活力在地上过生活。
Then we are able to be filled with this power of life.
所以从第三章以后,
so from chapter 3 onwards,
头一个就讲到重生的问题。
The first, it talks about being reborn.
讲到这个永远生命如何在人的身上开始。
About how this eternal life starts within us.
而从第三章以后,
and from chapter 3 onwards,
约翰在那记载，在人的生命里面有许多的欠缺。
That John records that in man's life, there's many things that are lacking.
记载一些人，主要是在他们身上怎样做成了工作。
And the work that the Lord Jesus did in their midst.
在这些人物里面，总是先表明这些人身上有一些残缺，生命上有一些残缺。
So through all these different figures that the Lord heals, we see that there's things lacking. There's a need.
有一种他们里面得不着的一种需要。
There's a need that they can't satisfy.
是人的肉身里面所没有办法得着的。
Because it's not something that can be accomplished by flesh.
从尼哥底母这人身上,
so from this figure of Nicodemus,
从第四章也又看见那撒玛利亚妇人的一个光景。
He sees the condition of the Samaritan woman.
还有主耶稣再来, 把那个快要死的那个大臣的儿子, 加活过来。
Or the son of the ruler who was about to die.
到第五章讲到一个, 瘸腿38年的人躺在那个, 躺在那里, 主怎样叫他起来行走。
Or about the man who was lame for many years and how he got called to walk in chapter 5.
这许许多的故事, 许许多记载都说明一件事实。
These many stories all relate to this truth.
人生命里面有一个很大的欠缺。
That there is a great lack in man's life.
你自己叫人在生活里面就落到许多的困苦里面，许多不满足的里面。
And in man's life, there's many things that are troublesome and unable to be
satisfied. 许多不自由里面。
There's lack of freedom.
许多败落光景的里面。
There's a lot of weakness and defeat.
而主耶稣怎样在这些人做工？
So how does the Lord Jesus work in them?
怎样来改变他们的生命？
How does He transform their lives?
来改变他们的生活？
How does He transform their living?
我想这是样福里面所记载的一个非常特别的一个特点。
So I think this is a unique characteristic of what the Gospel of John records.
所以第三章一开头，看见这个生命是如何在人的生命，在人的身上开始做工的。
So in chapter 3, it talks about how this life begins its work in each of us.
借着和尼哥底母谈论到重生的问题。
Through Nicodemus talking about being reborn.
来说到生命的事情。
Talks about life.
所以我刚才提到说，当我想到要交通什么题目的时候，我就想到一个生命的问题。
So when I was pondering on what to share about, I thought about this question of life.
讲到生命的时候，就讲到生活的事情。
Because when it talks about life, you think about things pertaining to living.
因为生命就是生活。
Because to life is to live.
So, 因为呢，那个生命 life 也是生活。
And life is to live.
因为基督徒也是从生命开始的。
Because Christians begin with this life.
我们看见今天许多基督徒常常比较注意到知识的一个追求。
Because Christians nowadays seem to emphasize a learning.
很少去注意到生命的追求。
But don't seem to emphasize life.
很少注意到我们这个人今天我们生命的光景是怎样的光景。
Or care about what is the current spiritual condition of our lives today.
我们今天生活是怎样的生活。
How do we truly live out this life?
我们的生活方式，我们生活内容是什么？
What is the content of our living?
好像今天许多基督徒很少注意到这些事情。
It seems that today very few Christians think about these things.
所以我当我在默想的时候，我就想到这个生命在我们身上是怎样的光景呢？
So as I was pondering, I was thinking, what is the condition of our life today?
或是说我们今天生活，我们是过怎样的生活方式？我们生活内容又是什么呢？
If we are to live, what is the content of our living? How do we live?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们进到一个新的年日以后，要进到一个新的年日后。
So brothers and sisters, as we enter into this new year,
我们实在需要回到一个基本的问题，就是生命的问题。
We need to return to this foundational question, which
pertains to life. 因为这是整个基督徒属灵生活的一个基础，是一个根基。
Because this is the foundation of our spiritual living and our condition.
以后属灵生活的建造也都是从这里开始的。
Because all spiritual living comes from this point.
有了生命才有属灵的生活。
Only by having this life can we have spiritual living.
生命的成长也是从这里开始建造起的。
And this is also where spiritual growth begins.
所以，约翰福音来到第三章的时候，就头一个问题就讲到重生的问题。
So in John chapter 3, it talks about being reborn.
讲到一个生命的问题。
It talks about this problem of life.
在这里有一个法利赛人尼哥底母，他是一个熟悉遵循律法的一个人。
So there is a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus who is very familiar with the law.
主耶稣在这里说，你是一个以色列人的先生。
He says here, aren't you a teacher of Israel?
所以他不仅是一个法利赛人，并且他是一个做老师教导人律法的一个人。
So not only is he a Pharisee, he is also a teacher.
我想尼哥底母他实在是一个好的法利赛人。
I think Nicodemus was a good Pharisee.
他不像许多法利赛人，他们在那里反对耶稣，他们在那里要逼迫耶稣。
He's not like other Pharisees who want to oppose Jesus and persecute him.
但是这个法利赛人尼哥底母他却来到主耶稣的面前来称耶稣说拉比。
But this Nicodemus came before Jesus and called him rabbi.
称他是一个老师。
To call him a teacher.
他认为主耶稣他是从神那里来，要做事务，要教导人，律法的人。
Because Nicodemus thought Jesus came from God in order to teach.
要教导关于神的事情。
To teach about things pertaining to God.
所以他就要来请教主耶稣这些问题。
So he came to Jesus with these questions.
并且他也告诉我们说，他是一个犹太人的官。
Because another thing, he is a ruler of the Jews.
所以很显然，他在社会上是一个有地位的人。
So he has this high position in society.
他不仅是一个有宗教信仰的人，他是在犹太教里面，他是一个当老师的人。
So not only is he does he have a religious background, but he's a teacher as well.
他在社会上，我想他应该是在学识各方面都是比较优秀，所以他才能够做官。
And in society, I think his background was all of excellence, which is why
he was able to
have this high position. So we see this person's behavior.
他虽然是一个有宗教信仰的人,
so even though he has a religious background,
好像他在这个他的宗教里面，他在这个犹太教里面，他在那里找不到神。
But yet in his Jewish faith, he cannot find God.
好像他在那里不能够认识神是怎么一回事。
Because he does not understand what God wants to do.
在他社会上他是一个有地位的人，好像他在这个世界上他好像找不到一个满足的一个东西。
And despite having a high position in society, he cannot be satisfied with things.
所以有一天他来到主人面前。
So one day he came before the Lord. He wants to know about things pertaining to God.
他认为说主耶稣你是从神来要做师父的，并且你之所以能够行神迹，因为神与你同在。
Because he says, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these things
that you do. 所以他想到来到耶稣的面前，来要寻找探讨关于神国的事情。
So he came before Jesus to ask about the kingdom of God.
我想这是当时哥尼林哥底母的一个想法。
And this was the thinking of Nicodemus at the time. He wanted to understand spiritual matters, matters pertaining to God. So we see these things from his experience. When one lives in a religion,
我们知道宗教都是要讲到关于属灵的事情，关于神的事情。
We know that religion pertains to the things of God.
但是若是一个人活在宗教里面,
but if one lives in this religion,
宗教里面是没有神，是一个死的东西。
Religion does not have God in it, it is dead.
自然而然，尼哥底母在这个犹太教里面，在这宗教里面，虽然他是一个教导人的一个人。
So naturally, in religion, though Nicodemus is a teacher,
但是因为其中是没有神，在那里没有生命。
But without God, there is no life there.
他在那里摸不到生命,
he cannot touch life.
所以他也摸不到神自己,
so he cannot touch God himself. So he knows that in his heart there is a great lacking, there is a great need.
所以他才找这从神而来这位耶稣。
So that's why he found Jesus, who he thinks came from God.
但是主耶稣怎么对他说呢?
But what does Jesus reply to him with?
主耶稣不是告诉他说，是的，我是从神来的，我是要做师父，要教导你们关于神的事情。
Jesus doesn't say, yes, I've come from God to be a teacher.
主耶稣乃是在那里对他说,
rather, the Lord Jesus tells
我实实在在告诉你,
truly, truly, I say to you,
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Unless one is born again, cannot see the kingdom of God.
主在那里很清楚地告诉他说，我不是要来教导你的。
So the Lord very clearly here that says, I'm not here to teach you.
你所需要的,
the things that you need
乃是需要重生,
is to be born again.
因为你若是不重生的话,
because if you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom
你若是不重生的话,
of God. Because if you're not born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以主在这里讲到一件非常重要的一件事情,
so the Lord talks about a very important matter here.
生命的问题,
this problem of life.
除了你重生,
unless you are reborn,
除非你再生一次,
unless you are born again,
你才能够认识神,
then you can know God.
你才知道关于神的事情, 关于神国的事情是什么。
Then you can know about things pertaining to God and His kingdom.
所以在属灵事情上, 我们可以看见一件事情,
so in spiritual matters, we can see,
不是从教, 不是教导问题,
it's not a matter of teaching,
乃是生命的问题,
but it's a matter of life.
因为一切属灵事情都是从生命开始,
because all spiritual matters start with this life. All your spiritual realities start with this life.
但是当尼哥底母听见这样话的时候，他没办法明白主所说的意思。
But when Nicodemus heard this, he could not understand what the Lord
meant. 他当然说人老了如何能重生，如何能够进到母腹里面再生一次呢？
He says, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born.
我们知道他是一个法利赛人。
We know that he is a Pharisee.
他是有许多律法上的知识，他并且是在教导律法的一个老师。
He has much knowledge about the law, and he is a teacher of the law.
虽然他在地上，也许他的知识、他的才干都是比人强。
And even though his skills on earth might be advantageous compared to
other people,
and this is a very excellent person.
所以他才能够做官。
So that's why you can be a ruler.
但是很显然这个人对属灵事情是完全不懂的。
But it's clear that this person has no spiritual understanding.
对属灵上很基本的真理，他有没有经历？
He cannot experience or understand very simple spiritual truth.
因为重生可以说一个属灵基础属灵生命的属灵事情的一个开端，一个开始，一个根基。
Because being reborn is the foundation of spiritual living.
所以尼哥底母完全不知道主耶稣所讲的是什么。
So Nicodemus had no idea what the Lord is talking about.
他是以人肉身的观点来看主耶稣所讲这些话。
He's trying to view the Lord's words from a human perspective.
主耶稣说，人若不重生的话，就不能见神的国。
Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母说，那人老了怎么能够在继母腹里面再生一次呢？
So Nicodemus says, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter into
mother's womb. 他完全是没有明白，完全没有办法明白主的意思。
He completely did not understand what the Lord is talking about.
主耶稣在这里说，你必须要重生。
The Lord says here, you must be born again.
这个重生就是从上头生的。
So being born again is being born again from above.
从天上来的一个生命。
This life comes from above.
这是一个属天的生命，属灵的生命。
This is the life that comes from heaven. This is a spiritual life. 主耶稣
就说，除非你有从上头来的生命，除非有你有一个从神来的生命，你才能够知道神国的事情。
Unless, and so the Lord says, unless you have a life from above, a life that comes from God, you cannot understand.
你才能明白属天的事情。
Then you will understand spiritual matters.
这不是地上的事情。
This is not earthly matters.
虽然主耶稣在地上的时候
，So when the Lord was on earth,
讲到许多天上的事情，
讲到天，
讲到天国的奥秘、神国的奥秘的时候，
the mystery of the heavenly kingdom,
他也是用地上许多事物来做个比拟。
He uses many earthly things as a parable.
正如马太福音十三章里面主耶稣讲到天国比喻的时候，
and Matthew 13 when he uses parables to speak about the kingdom,
他都是用地上许多事物来做一个比拟比方。
He uses many earthly things to act as a parable.
当犹太人他们听这些比喻的时候，地上的事情的时候，
and when the Jewish people heard these parables,
他们可以吸取主耶稣的智慧，
they can receive some of the Lord's wisdom.
但他们却不明白主耶稣所说的话，
but they still don't understand what he's talking about.
最后圣经告诉我们说，他们就因着他的话就跌倒，就厌弃了他。
And that's why, because of what they have heard, they fell and went away.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在地上，我们在传福音、做见证的时候，
so brothers and sisters, when we evangelize, when we bear testimonies on earth,
我们在那里向人讲到许多神的事情的时候，
when we talk about spiritual things to other people,
人不相信，人不明白，
if others don't understand or they don't,
人在那里拒绝，
comprehend and they reject what we say,
我们要觉得稀奇。
We should not be amazed.
因为我们在那里是讲到一个天上的事情。
Because we are speaking of a heavenly matters.
讲到属天的事情。
We're talking about things pertaining to heaven.
除非人有从天上来这个生命。
Unless one has this life from heaven.
他才能明白我们所讲的。
Then they will understand what we're
saying. 除非他在听的时候。
So when they listen,
他是愿意用一个简单的信心来接受、来相信神的话。
They accept what we say with a simple faith.
他才能明白我们所说的话。
Only then can they understand what we talk about.
比如说属天的事情。
So about things related to heaven.
有时候我们讲到地上的事情也是一样。
Even when we talk about things on earth.
我们说隔行如隔山。
There's this phrase where it means people in two different fields have no idea what the other is talking about.
你都是学电脑的。人家跟你讲化学的事情，你完全没办法明白。
If you study computers and you speak to a scientist, you'll have no idea what they're talking about. It's the same.
但是你可以接受教导，你可以明白你不明白的事情。
But you can't be instructed to learn about things.
甚至有的人比较聪明一点，他可以自己买书来自己学习。
Or even some people, they might buy books in order to gain a greater understanding.
他也可以明白原来不是他领域的事情的一些学问。
But then they'll come to understand that it's not a matter of human knowledge.
以前我在德州的时候，
so back then when I was in
有一个大陆来一个年轻人来到我们当中聚会，他那时候还没有信主。
There was a young man that came from China who was not a believer at that time.
有一天呢，聚完会以后呢，他跑到钢琴那边弹起钢琴来。
So after service one day, he went to the piano and started playing.
弹得非常好。
And he played really well.
我说哇，你钢琴怎么弹那么好啊
？I said, Wow, you play the piano. How do you play it so well?
我还以为他是音乐读音乐，是音乐系的学生。
I thought he went to musical school.
我说你在哪里学的
？I said, Did you learn it there?
你是不是从小就学钢琴了
？Did you learn piano since we were very young?
他说没有。
He said no.
他说我是自己学的。
He said, I learned it by myself.
他说我在大学的时候呢，我有空就跑到音乐系里面那个教室呢，在钢琴我就是弹弹弹弹。
He said, in college, when I have free time, I'll go to the musical department and just play on the piano.
所以我想他可能有这一方面的天赋，结果哇，他没有写无师自通，他弹得非常好。
So this guy, despite not having a musical background, he was able to play really well.
所以我们看到地上许多事情，你可以去学的，你可以受教导，你可以学得很好。
So regarding earthly matters, there are many things that you can learn on your own.
但是讲到天上的事情,
but regarding heavenly things,
人教导我们也是没办法学的。
Man cannot, even with man's teaching, we cannot understand.
是学不来的,
we cannot learn these things. Unless we have this life from above, then will we understand spiritual and heavenly things. Unless we have the spirit that comes from God, then we can know spiritual matters. So in Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says,
他说除了神灵,
so the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of
God.
Because the Spirit that we have is from earth. But now we have the Spirit that comes from God.
因着神来临住在我们里面，我们就能够知道明白神赐恩给我们的事情。
And because the Spirit of God now dwells within us, we will now understand the grace of God.
因着人里面有神的灵，有圣灵住在我们里面。
Because we now have the Spirit of God dwelling within us.
有生命在我们里面，所以我们就可以知道神国的事情。
And we have this life within us, then we can understand about things pertaining to His kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天能够稍微懂一点明白天上属灵的事情。
So today, we can have a basic understanding of heavenly things.
不是人的聪明，不是人的智慧。
It's not because of man's wisdom.
从外面来看，尼哥底母他外面的条件是比一般人都好，都优秀。
Because if you look at Nicodemus, externally, he's very excellent in many things.
但是他却不明白他所教导律法，他所要表明的意义是什么。
But he cannot understand the meaning of the law that he studies.
因为他在那些宗教里面是说明一个死的一个东西。
Because he is dead in this religion.
是没有生命的东西。
And this religion is without life.
因着没有生命，他就不能摸到那个生命的神。
And because he does not have life, he cannot touch God.
就不能摸到那个神的自己。
And he cannot touch God himself.
不仅今天地上许多宗教，许多异教。
And today there are many religions on earth.
在其中你摸不到神。
Within those, you cannot touch God.
里面没有生命。
Because there's no life.
但是很可惜，今天基督教也落到这样光景里面。
But shamefully, today even the Christian faith has fallen to this state.
徒有基督教的一个形式，一个一些东西。徒有基督教一些形式东西。徒有，so invent.
Oh, because people within the Christian faith start inventing many things.
但是因为里面没有生命。
But these things do not have life.
所以人呢，不能从其中得到满足，得到享受。
So man cannot be satisfied and enjoy these things.
我想圣经里面保罗就是一个非常明显的一个代表人物。
So I think Paul is a very great representative of this.
保罗他也是一个法利赛人。
Paul was also a Pharisee.
并且他告诉我们说他在同辈当中他是比众人都长进。
And he also called himself advanced compared to his contemporaries.
比别人都优秀。
He's more excellent than others.
他曾经在加马列名下。
Because he was under the instruction of Gamaliel.
按着祖宗的遗传，在那说一个非常严格的律法的教导训练。
And he received many strict teachings regarding the law.
所以我们看见保罗他有一个非常好的一个受教导的一个环境。
So we see Paul, he has this very good academic background.
但是他却在那逼迫那些信耶稣的人。
But yet he was there persecuting Christians.
因为他不明白他所受的教导，那些律法真正意义是什么。
Because he could not understand what the true meaning behind the law that he studied.
他在那抓基督徒，要把他们下监牢里面。
He was there to persecute Christians and imprison them.
因为他里面没有重生的生命。
Because he did not have this reborn life in him.
没有神的灵住在他里面。
He did not have the Spirit of God dwelling within him.
所以他当然没办法相信人家传耶稣基督。
So he could not understand other people sharing about Christ.
反而要起来反抗来对付他们。
He wanted to openly oppose them and persecute them.
但是有一天,
but one day,
他在大马色路上, 大马色路上主向他显现了。
on the way to Damascus, the Lord, God revealed something.
天上的光四面照了他，他被扑倒在地上。
And a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground.
有天上的声音在那边说，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And a voice said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
保罗在那说，主啊，你是谁？
And then Paul says, Lord, who are you?
那一天他遇见主了。
And that day he met the Lord.
他重生得救了。
He was reborn in faith.
他有了生命了。
He had the life.
很快。 保罗起来就开始在各会堂里面宣传耶稣是神的儿子。
And very quickly he went to many different assemblies and proclaimed that Christ is
the
Son of God. 他证明耶稣是基督。 To prove that Lord Jesus was Christ.
他当然驳倒许多犹太人。
And he refuted many Jewish people.
为什么保罗有这么一个奇妙的一个大改变呢？
Why did Paul have this extreme miraculous transformation.
就是我们今天的话来说，保罗他不过是一个刚刚得救一个初信者而已。
From today's standard, we can say that Paul was just a new believer.
他也没有在受一个很好教导。
And he did not receive many instructions.
但是他得救也很快，他就能够看见原来他曾经所逼迫的这耶稣，他就是神的儿子。
Yet, shortly after, when he was saved, he was able to realize that the person he was persecuting was Christ.
他这么证明他就是基督。
And now he wants to show others that that the Lord is Christ.
用什么这不过说明一件很重要，也是很基本的事实。
So, brothers and sisters, this says of something very simple yet foundational.
他重生得救了。
He has been reborn and been saved.
他里面明亮过来了。
And his eyes have been opened.
就人来看，他不过是个初信者而已。
So, others may just see him as a new believer.
居然他马上在认定承认耶稣是主。
Yet here he was going abroad and proclaiming that the Lord Jesus was the Christ.
你说这个改变是怎么样的发生的呢？
So how did this transformation come about?
是因为他重生了。
It is because he has been born again.
他得到从上头来的生命了。
He has received this life from above.
并且我们看见在他得救的时候，神的确也给他一个非常大的启示。
And we can see that when he was saved, the Lord gave him a great revelation. So that his life would have just extreme transformation. He had a great knowledge of who the Lord is. This knowledge of the Lord was a knowledge within, a knowledge of his life. This is a characteristic of someone who has been reborn. In Hebrews chapter 8, it tells us that the Lord of Israel wanted to establish a covenant of Israel. That he will put his laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. And they do not need each other to teach the fellow citizen anything. And telling them that they need to know the Lord. Because he says that from the least to the greatest of them, they will know him. So there is very clear.
And
when we are saved by grace, that within each of us, we have this ability to know God. From the least to the greatest.
从最小的，我们也可以说，从一个刚刚初信主的人，他就可以认识主。
From the least, so we can say someone who is just a new believer, they can know the Lord.
就是保罗来说，当时他的确是一个最小的。
So we can say regarding Paul that at the time he was the least.
因为他才刚得救。
Because he was just saved.
他也没有继续受一个很好的教导。
And he did not receive many instructions from others.
但是为什么他马上能够在那边见证耶稣是神的儿子，是基督呢？
But how is he able to testify and proclaim that the Lord Jesus is Christ?
因为他重生得救了。
Because he has been reborn.
他有这个生命了。
He has his life.
这个生命自然呢，有一个特性，就是他让他能够认识主是耶稣，他是谁。
Because this unique characteristic of this life is that he may know the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见重生是一件非常重要的事情。
So Francis. Brothers and sisters, being reborn is an important matter.
所以弟兄姊妹，许多属灵事情，我们都是需要回到这个根基来看。
So for many spiritual matters, we need to return to this foundation.
回到这个生命的问题来看。
Return to this question of life.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们回到这个生命的问题来看的时候，我们就发觉我们实在有需要很多神的一个启示，神的生命需要更多在我们里面。
Because when we return to this foundation, we see that there's many things that God wants to reveal to us.
当我们重生得救以后。
When we are reborn,
即使我们还没有接受许多教导,
even though we did not receive many instructions,
在那里我们已经可以认识主了,
there we can already begin to
know the Lord.
We can experience the Lord. Because this is a unique characteristic of this life. Of course, as we grow, we need to know the Lord more. But it is still coming back to this life. Only with this life can we learn these things. And also to have this, this good and healthy life. Only then will our understanding of the Lord grow. So, brothers, we see that today many Christians have this issue. It's not an issue related to teaching. We think that many people are not exposed to enough good teachings. Because there are too few teachers. So we need to give them more teachings. Give them more teachings related to the truth. Then they will know the Lord more. But we see in reality what is the case.
我们今天许多神的儿女，那信主多年了。
You see that many brothers and sisters, they believe in the Lord for many years. And you can say that they received much teachings. But when you listen to them fellowship and share, it seems that their understanding of the Lord is very limited. And the questions that they pose is comparable to someone who doesn't believe.
你说问题在哪里?
So where is the issue?
不是说缺少教导,
it's not that they lack teaching.
也不是说不需要教导,
or it's that they don't need teaching.
因为生命出了问题,
but it's because they need life.
因为生命出了问题,
because there's an issue in their life. 已经在上面就不好,没有办法建造起来。 And so you cannot build upon something you don't have.
以致他生命不能够继续往前走。
That's why their life does not grow.
所以这个为什么当约翰福音来到第三章的时候,
so that's why when the Gospel of John in chapter 3,
他就先讲到一个生命重生的问题,
talks about this issue of being reborn.
所以弟兄姊妹们真是需要常常回到这个生命的事情上, 我们要多多的思考。
So brothers and sisters, we often need to come back and ponder about this question of life.
一切属灵问题的症结都在乎这个生命。
Because all spiritual questions come back to this life.
我们常常有一个好的生命在我们里面,
that we may have this good spiritual life within us.
我们常常存着一个对的生命在我们里面,
so then we can have live the right way.
然后我们看见那个教导就有了用处,
then the teachings will be able
那个教导就有了根基,
then the teachings will have a foundation.
说实在神间所看重的也是我们这个生命,
because God looks at the life within us.
因为只有生命, 一个好的生命才有个生命好的表现。
Because only a healthy life can we have a good living.
我们今天看见我们今天许多属灵光景为什么很多不好表现呢?
So why do many people's spiritual conditions, there seems to be something off about them? It's not external things, but it's a matter of this life within.
所以弟兄姊妹，生命重生的生命在我们里面是非常重要的。
So brothers and sisters, being born again is very important.
所以过去一段时间我一直在思想这个生命的问题。
So I was pondering about this question of life.
所以我才想说回到约翰福音里面来重新来思考这个生命的问题。
That's what led me to go back to John to ponder about life.
一切问题都从生命开始。
Because all issues come back to life.
一切表现都从这个问从生命而来。
All behavior have life as their foundation.
甚至我们所有服事,
our services, our living, it all goes back to this life. Because what God wants is also this life. What He emphasizes is also this life within us.
所以我就当我想到这些的时候，我就想到诶，前面的一个已经到处那一个神所使用一个弟兄他所说的话。
So when I was thinking about these things, I thought about what a previous brother had said.
他说神所看重的是生命，神神所看重的是我们所事，不是我们所做。神看重的是我们所事，就是我们这个人。
So God cares about who we are, not what we do.
不是我们所做是什么。
Not what we accomplish.
真正的侍奉乃是基督生命的一个彰显、表现、表露。
Because real service is exemplifying this life within us.
所以弟兄姊妹，一切问题我们都需要回到这个根基。
So regarding all issues, we need to come back to this
foundation. 回到这个生命的问题上。
We need to come back to this question of life.
感谢神，我们每一个人相信主耶稣基督都有一种重生的生命。
So thank God that all of us who believe, we have this reborn life.
那底下就告诉我们，那重生的意义是什么呢？
So what does it mean to be reborn?
耶稣继续对尼哥底母说：“我实实在告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
The Lord answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter
the kingdom
of God." So what does it mean to be born?
重生就是从水而生的。
To be born of water.
这个神，这个水就是讲到神的话，神的道。
This water is aboutthe word of God and His way.
我们乃是借着神的话重生了。
We were born through His word.
所以彼得在他前书第一章里面也告诉我们。
And so in 1 Peter it says.
他说我们重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于那不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
So we are born again not of seed which is perishable but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God.
我们重生乃是借着神那个活泼有生命的话语。重生。
We are born again through the living and enduring word of God.
借着神的话得到生命。
Through the word of God, we receive life.
雅各也是这样告诉我们。
Says the same thing in James.
他说，按着神的旨意，他用真道生了我们。
It says that He brought us forth by the word of truth.
所以，当我们这边读神的话、听神的话的时候，我们在接受神的话的时候，我们就能够重生得救。
So when we listen to God's word and accept His word, then we can be reborn.
并且以后属灵生命的成长也是一直跟神的话是连在一起的。
And all spiritual growth is also related to His word.
因为神的话就是我们生命的粮食。
Because His word is our sustenance.
供应我们生命的需要。
And provides for our living.
当我们不断的持续的在那接受这个生命话语供应的时候，自然而然我们生命就在那慢慢就长大成熟。
So when we receive His word and accept it, then we can grow.
在那里就有生命的果实表现出来。
Then we will see fruits of our living.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的话对我们来说是一个非常重要的。
So brothers and sisters, the word of God is very important to us.
因为神的话就是生命，就是灵。
Because the word of God is life.
是叫我们里面这个生命能够成长的唯一的一个因素。
It's the only thing that enables us to grow in our spiritual living. 所以诗篇
第一篇一开头也这样告诉我们。
So that's why it says in the beginning of Psalm chapter 1.
他说：“唯有喜爱耶和华律法的人，这人便是有福。”
The blessed is he who meditates on the law.
他像一棵树被栽在溪水旁。
He'll be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water,
按时候结果子,
which yields its fruit in its season.
它枯, 叶子也不枯, 不枯干,
and its leaf does not wither.
还他所行, 还他所做的都必顺利。
And in whatever he does, he prospers.
在那里就讲到神在我们生命里面是非常重要一件事情。
So we see here that this is a very important spiritual matter.
只有他借着神的话,
only through the word of God,
借着生命话语的供应。
Only through the working of the word of God. Then our reborn life can grow. And grow more and more.
不仅重生是借着水而生的，也是从灵而生的。
So we are not born just of water, but also of the Spirit.
主耶稣说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Because the Lord says that he who is born of flesh is of flesh, but he
who is born of Spirit is of Spirit.
So this comes back to the beginning of life.
人肉身是从肉身而来的。
That our flesh comes, we are born of flesh.
因为源头是肉身。
Because our beginning was flesh.
所以结果也就是肉身而已。
So then our fruits will also be of flesh.
那你的生命呢，是从灵而来的。
But this life is of spirit.
所以得着这个你的生命重生的生命。
Because it is born of the spirit.
因为这个源头是从神，这个圣灵而来的。
Because it came from the spirit of God.
所以在第一章，约翰福音第一章里面，在那里就也很清楚，一直又点出这件事情来。
So in John chapter 1, it speaks about this.
他在说，神的儿女们，不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。
They're born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man.
乃是从神生的。
But of God.
因为我们这个重生的生命，乃是从神而来，是从圣灵而来的。
Because we are born of the Spirit.
源头是出于神自己。
And the origination of God is God Himself.
所以当人从水和圣灵生的时候， 他就是一个重生的人。
So when one is born of water and of the Spirit, he is reborn.
这是圣灵在人身上工作的一个结果。
This is the result of one being born.
所以主耶稣几家继续对尼哥底母说：“你不要以为稀奇。”
So later, the Lord says, "Do not be amazed."
因为主耶稣在那里讲说，重生这件事情，尼哥底母觉得非常稀奇。
Because Nicodemus was amazed at the Lord's response.
主耶稣说，风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不知道晓得它从哪里来，往哪里去。
The Lord says, "The wind blows where it wishes, and hear the sound of it." But do not know where it comes from, where it's going.
凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
在这里讲说，风在那里吹的时候，随着他自己意思吹。
The wind blows where it wishes.
我们不知道它从哪里来，又要往哪里去。
We do not know where it comes from, where it is going.
好像我们得救从圣灵生的，好像也是这样子。
And it's the same way when we are saved of the Spirit.
因为当我们得救的时候
，When we are saved by grace,
我们会常细节是，这我怎么？这样得救了呢
？You'll be very amazed. How was I saved?
正如诗歌431首那里作诗人在那告诉我们说
，Just like it says in the hymn 431.
那一首诗歌题目就说为为我所知道的为知道所我信的是谁
？I know whom I have believed.
那诗歌内容里面，他一开头就告诉我们说，我真不知道神的奇恩为何临到我身。
The first verse says, "I know not why God's wondrous grace to me has been made."
我真不知道，这个信是如何进到我心里面。
I do not know how this faith has entered within me.
我真不知道圣灵如何引人知道自己的过。
And I don't know how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin.
弟兄姊妹，你可以讲清楚说你怎么这个恩典是怎么样临到我身上吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know how this grace has fallen upon you?
我你能够在那里告诉我们说，这个信心到底是怎么进到我心里面来了呢
？How did this faith enter into each of our hearts？
这个圣灵是怎样在我们身上工作了呢
？How does the Spirit work in each of us？
好像我们真是讲不清楚，说不明白。
It's things that it seems that we cannot comprehend fully and explain.
这里做事人说，我真不知道，真不知道。
Because here it says, "I know not, I know not."
但是当他重生得救以后，
But after one is reborn,
他却知道。
Then he knows.
他所信的是谁？
He knows whom he has believed.
他知道他所信的这个耶稣就是神的儿子，是基督。
He knows that the Lord Jesus whom he believes in is the Christ,
the
Son of God.
是他救主，是他生命的主。
It's his Savior, it's his life.
这是他很明确可以知道的。
And this is something he knows clearly now.
他可以知道，他可以不知道他，但是他到底是怎么样重生，他是怎么得救的
？He does not know how he was saved.
但他若是真的重生了
，But he has been reborn.
他生命里面已经有这个经历了。
He has this experience in this new life.
他能够很清楚的说，我知道我所信的是谁。
And he's able to say clearly, "I know whom I have believed."
我知道我已经得救了。
I know I have been saved.
我知道我已经重生了。
I know I've been reborn.
我知道主的圣灵住在我里面了。
I know God's life is now within me.
我知道圣灵已经住在我里面了。
I know the Spirit is within me.
我能够经历到这位真实的神。
I am able to know this God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很真实的事情。
Francis, this is a very real thing.
所以主耶稣底下就说，我实实在告诉你。
So the Lord Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to
you. 我们所说的是我们所知道的，我们所见证的是我们所见过的。
We speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen.
这是一个主观的经历。
This is an objective, a subjective matter.
我们在这里所说的是我们所知道的。
What we say, what we have
seen. 我们在这里所见证的是我们所亲眼看过的。
We speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen.
这是一个。事实
This is the truth.
这是重生生命所带来的一个经历。
This is the experience of this new life.
所以约翰在他的书信里面也是这样告诉我们。
So that's why John in his letter also says this.
他说论到起初那原有生命。
Because regarding in the beginning of the word.
是我所听见，是我所看见，是我亲手摸过的。
It's what I have heard and seen and touched with my own hands.
我现在把这个见证也传给你们。
And now I want to share this testimony with you.
好，叫你们可以与我们有相交。
So that you may have fellowship with me.
所以使徒约翰一再告诉我们一件事实。
So the apostle John tells us this.
这原起初原有生命，这个重生生命住在我们里面了。
That this new life dwells within us.
我们是可以清楚的听见他说话，看见他做事。
then we can clearly understand what he is saying.
我们可以亲手摸到他，感受他
We can touch him and feel his presence here.
这是很主观、很真实的一个经历。
This is a very subjective experience.
所以弟兄姊妹，讲到生命的时候，不是一个空洞的东西。
So when we talk about life, it's not an empty matter.
不是一个飘渺，好像是非常摸不着的一个东西。
It's not something that's so foreign that we cannot touch.
今天许多弟兄姊妹，许多神的儿女讲讲到生命的时候。
So many of God's children today, when we speak about life,
就觉得好像非常遥远，好像非常虚渺一件事情。
We think that it is something very foreign and distant.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要确定的知道我们到底有没有重生。
So we need to ask ourselves, have we been reborn?
若是我们真是有重生的生命住在我们里面。
We truly have this new life within us.
也许有许多真理我们还不能够讲得很清楚。
So there might be truths that we can't say fully.
但是我们却可以见证说我所讲的是我所知道的。
But at least you can say what we say is what we have known personally.
我所见证的是我所亲眼见过的。
What we testify is of what we have seen.
这是一个不改变的事实。
This is a truth that cannot be changed.
这是我生命里面的一个经历。
This is the experience of this new life within.
因为这个生命是一个真实的生命。
Because this life is a real and living life.
我们也是在这个真实的生命里面。
And in this real life,
约翰告诉我们说，他就是真神，也是永生。John
is able to say that he is a true and living God.
感谢神，每一个重生得救的基督徒，他有这个重生的生命。So
we thank God that each of us who are saved, we have this reborn life in us.
他必然有这些经历。Then
we will have these experiences.
也许每一个人经历也许不同。Of
course, everybody might have different experiences.
也许程度也不一样。It
might have different levels.
但是多多少少，这个生命让他能够认识主，他是谁。
But still, this life enables us to know who the
Lord is.
他能够进到这位主，实在是住在他里面。 They are able to understand that God now dwells within each of us.
是一个活的生命住在他里面。
There's this living life within each of us.
是他可以天天经历，可以天天享受到的。
That enables us to every day experience and to enjoy.
因为已经重生了。
Because we have been reborn.
已经有从上头来的生命。
We have a life from above.
我们能够开始明白。
And we are able to understand heavenly things.
我们可以进到神的国里面，我们也可以见到神的国。So
now we can enter into the kingdom of God.
见神的国，进神的国。And
we can enter into the kingdom of God.
这都是讲到一个属灵的经历。This
is all regarding spiritual matters.
神国事情对我们来说不是一个非常遥远的事情。The
kingdom of God is not meant to be something that's foreign and distant to us. 是一个真实的事情。 It is something very real. Because within us, we have this life from God. So we can see matters pertain to the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, we can experience the spiritual conditions there. So So the Lord says, where is this life being reborn? So here, not only talks about the importance of being reborn, not only talks about the meaning of being reborn, he also shows the way to being reborn to Nicodemus. The Lord uses the example of Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness. So we know that when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt,
他们过红海，他们进到旷野里面,
after going through the Red Sea and going into the wilderness,
我们看见他们一路上都在为了吃喝的问题，在埋怨神，埋怨摩西。
There they blame God, the Israelites blame God and Moses for issues pertaining to food and water.
最后来到迦南边界的时候呢，他们因不信的缘故呢，他们就进不了迦南。
And when they got to the edge of Canaan, they were unable to enter because of their unfaithfulness.
神在那管教他们。
So the Lord judges them there. They are wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. And when the 40 years almost concluded, we see there the Israelites once again begin complaining and blaming God and Moses for their conditions.
所以神就叫火蛇进到百姓当中，就咬了他们。So
the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit them.
所以在那里就死了许多人。And
there many people perished.
然后，以色列百姓他们就求靠神，求神把这个火蛇叫这个火蛇离开。So
the Israelites begged Moses to pray to God to remove the serpents.
那神就吩咐摩西说，你要制造一个铜蛇，把它挂在杆子上。
So the Lord told Moses to build a fiery serpent and put it on a standard.
还被火蛇咬的一望，这个铜蛇就必得火。
And everyone who is bitten, who looks upon the bronze serpent, will live.
主耶稣就引用这一段旷野历史来说到他。
So the Lord Jesus uses this historical example.
他说摩西在旷野怎样举石，人子也必照样被举起来。
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so,
叫一切信他的人都得永生。
Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life.
原来那只铜蛇,
this bronze serpent,
就预表主耶稣人子。
It also represents the Son of Man.
他成为罪身的形状被挂在十字架上。
Because he himself was nailed on that cross.
神公义审判临到他身上。
And the judgment of God came upon his shoulders.
他在十字架上担当了我们的罪。
And the Lord Jesus bore all our sins.
而我们这些曾经被火蛇咬到的人,
because we were the ones who were bitten by these fiery serpents.
火蛇是说到代表那个撒旦魔鬼。
Fiery serpents is supposed to represent Satan.
当人犯罪的时候，好像就被撒旦咬一口，这个罪就进到人里面来。
Because when we sin, it's as if we were bit by these serpents.
人就死了。
And we die.
但是感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们这些必死的人抬起我们头，仰望挂在十字架上的耶稣。
That when we who were condemned to die, when we look upon the cross and see Christ there,
我们就得到永远的生命。
Then we live and have this eternal life.
这是人重生的路。
This is the way to being reborn.
是借主耶稣基督在十字架上完成救赎工作。
And this is what the Lord accomplished when he died on a cross.
借他从死里复活重生了我们。
That through his resurrection, we can be reborn.
借这一条道把我们带到神的面前。
And through this way, we are brought before the Father.
感谢神。
So we thank God.
什么时候人仰望这个挂在十字架上人死耶稣。
That when we look upon Christ who is nailed to the cross,
人就不致灭亡，反得永生。
That we do not no longer perish but have this eternal life.
我们就得到这个永恒生命。
Then we are able to live for eternity.
所以今天，若是在我们当中仍然有一些还在寻求真理，要认识神的人。
So we know that among us there are still people who are seeking after the Lord and want to understand.
除非借这个重生的生命。
But unless you have this reborn life,
除非得到这个永恒的生命,
unless you have this eternal life,
才能够明白神, 认识神,
then you could only understand
regarding
the Lord and spiritual and heavenly matters. It's not about man speaking to us many principles of the gospel.
人再怎么解释,
no matter how much man explains, you cannot understand.
除非我们重生了,
unless we have been reborn. Unless we have received this eternal life. Then naturally, through this life, you will know that He is the Lord. This is the only way. This is the only path to salvation. Because we cannot rely on any other name under heaven. Only in the name of Jesus can we be saved.
So, 弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, we need to return to this foundation of life. All spiritual matters have this beginning. All salvation begins with this. All spiritual growth comes back to this. So may we have the simple faith. May we have this pure heart. And to have this simple, powerful life within us. To have a fertile heart. And that when we receive teaching from man and from the Word of God, that these things may be profitable.
因为问题在生命,
because the problem is with life.
问题不是在教导如何,
it's not in how good the teaching is. When we have this good life,
当我们有个正的对的生命,
when we have this right life,
自然而然在那教导,
then naturally the teachings that we receive will become profitable. Then our spiritual life can grow.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, why does the Lord Jesus talk to Nicodemus about being reborn? The Lord Jesus did not necessarily answer Nicodemus' questions.
尼哥底母好像也是已经知道许多律法的事情。
And he also did not speak to Nicodemus about things of the law.
那是要让尼哥底母回到这个最基本的根基上。
But the Lord wants Nicodemus to return to his very foundational truth.
生命的问题上。
To this question of life.
除非你重生得救了。
Unless you have been born again.
你才能够进神的国，你才会见神的国。
Only then can you see and enter into the kingdom of God.
所以，包括弟兄姊妹一同在新的年日里面。
So brothers and sisters, may all of us in this new year.
我们真是需要回到这个生命的根基上。
Let's all return to this foundation.
我们常思想这个生命。
Let us ponder about this life.
我们看看这个生命在我们身上到底是怎么，在我们身上是怎么，是怎么样生命。
Let's see what type of life we have and the condition of this life.
我们先注意到我们这个生命的问题。
When we ponder about this life,
我们就知道如何走这条生命的道路。
Then can we only be know how to walk forward?
因为有了这个生命的基础。
Because this is the foundation.
我们要往前去就容易了。
Then once we have this foundation, then we can move forward. So we thank God.
神是先把这个生命赐给我们。
God first gave us this life.
才带领我们走这条生命的道路。
And then told us to walk on the spiritual way.
叫这个生命能够丰富起来，成熟起来。
So may this life be abundant and strong.
因为他不仅来叫我们得生命。
Because we were saved not just to receive life.
并且要叫这个生命更丰富。
But so that we may receive life abundantly.
得到他更丰盛的生命。
To receive more of his abundant life.
讲到这里，请弟兄带我们做结束祷告。
So this will conclude my sharing. May your brother please conclude us in prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你在十字架上啊，担当了我们一切的罪。
For taking on our sins on the cross.
为我们流血，赦免我们一切的罪。
For pleading for us, so that our sins may be forgiven.
叫我们一切信他的。
That all who believe in you.
都能够得到这个永生。
That we will be able to receive eternal life.
我们得到重生。
That we are able to be reborn.
那是由于神活泼长存的道。
That your everlasting word.
我们感谢主。
And we thank you for that, Lord.
你赐给我们这个生命，叫我们里面能够靠着这个生命来生活。
You have given us your life in us that we may live by this life.
我们将一切的感谢赞美献给主。
We thank you, Lord, for everything.
祈祷是奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 请大家看。